On Monday, we read from your emails. During our program on working overtime, many of you wrote to complain about working extra hours without getting extra pay. Leah Melman in San Diego, California, was adamant. Time cannot be replaced, so either compensate me in money or in compensatory time off as vacation or whatever. Otherwise, I won't work it. I have a life outside of work, and my purpose on this planet is not to be chained to an office. Brian Jones agreed. He said his old job required lots of travel and overtime, taking him away from his family. The salary for his new job is 10% less, but he writes, "Now that I only work 40 hours a week, I am much happier. Some say time is money. There's no comparison. Money can be made or saved for future use. Time cannot." But Scott Yeager from Williams Bay, Wisconsin, gets satisfaction from working extra hours. When I'm busiest, I find myself putting in 50 to 70 hours a week. I find that I'm happiest at my job when I'm busy. I really feel unsatisfied when I've got too much downtime. I'm a salaried employee and never charge more than 40 hours a week. I do keep track of my hours and tend to take my overtime hours in comp time. We launched into the Thanksgiving holiday with a show on These United States, a collection of essays on each state compiled by The Nation magazine. The modern version was inspired by a similar group of essays from the 1920s, edited by Ernest Greening, who would later move to Alaska, where he served as governor and later as United States Senator. Listener Fred Brown in Fairbanks, Alaska, called to correct my pronunciation, though the name is spelled as if it ought to be pronounced Gruning. He said he served with Ernest's grandson in the state legislature and that the family says Greening. On Thanksgiving itself, we did our annual Turkeys of the Year program, where we collect suggestions for the cultural duds of the year. A few we didn't have time for. Liz Mathewson in Norfolk, Virginia, recommended the car commercial where the father awakens the sleeping teenage son during the hurricane so the two of them can drive the SUV into the raging storm to go surfing. And in the overused terms category, Jeff Crow in Portland suggested everything with the word reality in the title. And John Chipko nominated WMD. He writes, "I can't believe anybody really thought there was good intelligence about forbidden weapons after they got reduced to the abbreviation WMD. Well, thanks for all of your suggestions. If you have questions, comments, or corrections for the program, we want to hear from you. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Please be sure to include the topic of the show in the subject line. Tell us where you're writing from, and if necessary, give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Megan Williams. Neil Carruth is also with us this week. Chad Campbell directs our program. Brendan Banasak is our production assistant. Molly Messick and Shannon Mullen are the TOTN interns. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. Our studio engineer is Vince Muse, and we get engineering help from Linda Mack. Ellen Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin, the senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leif Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.